Feliz Hanukkah to everybody. So when the Gemara asks, the Gemara asks us to figure out what is the basis of the background for the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. The Gemara tells us that Hanukkah has to do with the fact that when the Hashmonaim triumphed over the Yevonim, they went to the area of the Beis HaMikdash and they only found Pach Echad Shel Shemen that had sufficient oil to light for one day, and miraculously it lit for 8 days. And then the Shana Haba, and then for the following year, Kavum Be'asim Yomim Tovim. They made Hanukkah into Yomim Tovim. Up until our very day, it's considered a Yantiv. So a few questions arise. One question is, what happened to the whole story that we read about in the Al HaNisim, that there was a whole war? We managed to triumph in the battle. That the many fell in the hands of the few and the strong in the hands of the weak. That's one question. Why is that not the emphasis of why we celebrate Hanukkah? It's a famous question. Second question is that when we read about this miracle of the Rabin Biyad Ma'atim to Gibar Biyad Chaloshim, that's a miracle we understand. Then it goes on to say, V'sham Biyad Tzadikim U'Tahorim Biyad T'meim Biyad Tahorim. Why is it such a miracle that T'meim should fall and be vanquished by Tahorim? Presumably, you could have somebody who's Tameh, who's very weak, and somebody who's Tahor, who's very strong. So why is that part of the miracle that we describe when we describe the miracle of Hanukkah in Al HaNisim? And thirdly, why is it that when this miraculous event occurred, this combination of the physical battle over the Yevonim, who wanted to wipe out the Jewish people religiously, wanted to wipe us out, to get rid of all of Ashkicham Torasecha, we should forget our Torah, we should abolish the mitzvahs, they focused on the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and Milah, and Shabbos, all of the cornerstones of practicing Judaism. So why then, if this was such a miraculous victory, why Lashana Acheres? Why is it that Lashana Acheres, that it took the following year, it took the passage of some time before this was established as a permanent holiday? Presumably right away, this should have been established as a permanent holiday. So I wanted to try to answer some of these questions by citing a little bit of an esoteric medrash. There's a medrash which is quoted by the Chassam Sofer. It's not so easy to find. The medrash talks about the pasuk in the Torah, pasuk in Shirah in Rus. I'm sorry, in Shirah Shirim, Hadudayim Nas Nareach. It says that the mandrakes give out a smell. V'apasachenu kol migadim, and on the doorways are all kinds of goodies like jelly donuts, like nice things. Okay, so. So the Medrash says that Hadudayim Nas Nareach is a reference to Reuven, and Ve'apasachenu kol migadim is a reference to Ner Chanukah. So what does that mean? Hadudayim Nas Nareach is only a reference to Reuven. What does Reuven have to do with anything? And what do Neves Chanukah have to do with Ve'apasachenu kol migadim? So Apasachenu kol migadim, I understand, it's talking about nice things go by the doorway. So we light the Chanukah candles right by the doorway. So I understand, V'apisachenu kol migadim, this is something which is very nice, very beautiful. What's Dudayim Nas Nareach? So Reuven is referred to as, there was only Reach, it was only a smell, it was the beginning, the promise of something, but it was a promise perhaps that was not realized. You go outside and you eat your lakas and your jelly donuts, the sufganiyot, your mizonot. Yeah. So then you're able to have tam. It's tam v'reach, right? Eilin tzvakeach. You can't argue. That's the greatest thing. So this is a fulfillment. But Reuven was only a potential. Why was Reuven only a potential? So for this we can hearken to a different medrash about Reuven. It says in the Medrash Rabban Rus says that by Reuven, when Reuven came to the conclusion that he had to save his brother Yosef from the hands of his brothers. So it says, Vayatzileinu mi'adam. Reuven was able to rescue Yosef a little bit. He said, Lo nakenu nafesh, let's not kill him. So he was able to rescue Yosef temporarily. They just threw him in the boar that he wasn't completely killed by his brothers, at least not right away. Eventually, Yehuda prevailed upon the brothers to sell him so that he wasn't killed altogether. So the Medrash says that had Reuven known that the Torah would write about him, Vayatzileinu mi'adam, that for whatever actions he took, that he would get credit, that he was rescuing Yosef. So had he realized how great an attribution would be given to him, he would have grabbed Yosef, put him on his shoulder, and run all the way home with Yosef and scored a touchdown. He would have gone all the way, Reuven. So this is requires some explanation. So why then, was it kavod that Reuven was looking for, that he was looking for a special citation in a pasuk, and had he gotten that, then he would have saved Yosef all the way? So the Siach Yitzchak, the commentary on the Siddur, and the phrase that we say every day in Avralatzia and Liavda Belevav Shalem, that we're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our heart, explains that this is the import of the Medrash. That Reuven was, like many of us, presented with a mitzvah opportunity. But many mitzvah opportunities that come before us, we're not entirely sure, is this fully a mitzvah? Is this something that we should prioritize our time for? Is it something that we have to do with every fiber of our energy, with every fiber of our strength? In Reuven's case, maybe there was some merit to the brother's arguments. Maybe he didn't have to do this mitzvah b'hidurah, just do a little bit, and therefore be yotzei. It wasn't done with a full awareness of just how much of a difference a mitzvah that is performed b'lev shalem, a mitzvah that is performed with a full heart and with full energy, with full hislavos, with a full fire, and with a full hiddur, can accomplish, and history could have been transformed if this mitzvah would have been performed by Reuven b'hidurah. But instead, because of the fact that for whatever reasons it didn't quite get fulfilled b'lev shalem, although it got an attribution of the Torah v'yatzleihu miyadam, it didn't quite reach the great heights that it could have reached had there been a complete hatzalah of Yosef with more of a lev shalem type of dedication. And this is the contrast with respect to what was accomplished at the time of the Chashmonaim, where we're told be'apesachenu kol migadim zeneir Chanukah, that there was an absolute fulfillment with respect to that mitzvah which we fulfill apesachenu on our doorpost, where we show, where we light the shining lights of Chanukah for all perpetuity. This was something which had a lasting effect. And why did this have a lasting effect? So this had a lasting effect precisely because of the tahara that was involved. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu would rescue Klal Yisrael from the Yevanim was on some level almost a foregone conclusion. Hashem would not have allowed us, would not have allowed our religion to be completely destroyed. It would have been, Rebbe Chatzal Malcolm Acher, it's a quote from Megillas Esther, there would have been a Hatzalah. But the fact that the Hatzalah took place in such a miraculous fashion, the fact that there was this special sign of extra affection by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this the Shemin that didn't quite have to last for 8 full nights and only had enough for one night, that this lasted for 8 nights. So this was what gave the indication that there was something very, very special over here. There was something that was not merely a one-time rescue of Klal Yisrael in a dire circumstance, but there was some very special relationship. There was some very special type of quality to the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael that had been accomplished. And this miracle was accomplished precisely because there was a desire not to rely on anything less than Lev Shalem. It's a famous kasha that gets asked, why is it that there was such a need to rely upon a pristine Pach Shemin B'chosamo Shel Kohen Gadol that was saved from all of the defilement of the Tumah of the Yevanim, of Uvo Pritzim V'chilalua, that somehow the Pritzim, the Tumah of the Yevanim, did not affect, did not defile this Pach Shemin after all? Asked, I believe, the Pnei Yoshua and others, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, there's a notion that when there's a communal need that for a mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash, then we can do away with concerns about Tumah if everybody is Tameh. If everything is Tameh, so you don't have to worry about the fact that everything is defiled, you can use defiled Shemin. So why was there such an emphasis? Why was there such a burning desire to use Pach Shemin Tahor, to use the Shemin which was a Tahor? So the Chochmah Shlomo suggests that this is because whenever there is a new Chinuch, whenever you're being mechanech, the mechadosh, after all the Beis HaMikdash had been completely defiled, and now it was necessary to resurrect the entire Kedusha that no longer existed, so in order to create the Kedusha anew, then you cannot rely upon Tumah Hudra B'tzibah, that everything has to be 100% B'tara, everything has to be 100% pure. Along the same lines of this answer, I think that we can explain that in order for it, under any circumstances, in order for a mitzvah, in order for a for an Avodas Hashem to have lasting effect, to make a difference, to make a permanent difference, one has to have the attitude they're not going to settle for anything less than a mitzvah behidua. And this was the attitude of the Chashmonaim when surrounded by complete tumah, when surrounded by a nation, by a world that wanted to do away with the Kedusha of Torah, by a world that was steeped in immorality, a world that was steeped in a lifestyle that was not an ethical lifestyle according to Torah. You could not settle for anything less. Sure, you could have found heterim of Tumah Hudra B'tzibah, maybe use oil which is not completely tahor. But in order to be able to overcome the world of Tumah around you, in order to have a lasting victory over the Yavanim that would not simply be a temporary military victory, it was necessary to restore a full tahara, a full purity, an unabated, unadulterated purity in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even when we recite the Al HaNisim prayer, and we are emphasizing, it seems, the military victory, the punchline of the Bial HaNisim, if you read it carefully, is Ve'akakein Bo Ve'Nechali Ve'Be'Secha Ve'Hidliku Esneiros Ve'Kasos Kachecha, that the punchline is that it was not enough to settle for this military victory. It was, oh, by the way, Ve'achakach, they were able to preserve their sense of values. They were able to preserve their sense of priority. They were able to preserve their zeal in the performance of mitzvot. They were able to preserve their kedusha. They were able, miraculously, despite the fact that they had been face to face for such a long time with Temeim, they were able to remain Temeim biyad tahorim. They were able to remain completely tahor despite everything that they encountered, and despite everything that they faced, and despite everything that they overcame. They did not allow the tumah of the world around them to affect in one iota their tara, and they insisted on lighting the candles b'tara. They insisted on lighting only a pak shemen tahor. This is why they were zochet to the nes of Hanukkah. And it takes time to recognize that one's efforts have in fact had this lasting effect, that there was a change in the nature of the service of Klal Yisrael, of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that took Lashana Acheres. That required some time. After the passage of some time, when there no longer was this threat anymore of the Tumah of the Yavanim overcoming them, when somehow the victory that had been accomplished was shown to be not merely a military victory, but was in fact a new spiritual renaissance in which the Beis HaMikdash was back in operation, in which the Chanukah Sabayis was a lasting Chanukah Sabayis, and there was a Avodas Beis HaMikdash once again B'tahara, then at that point in time they knew that it was time, the Kavum Ve'asum, the Yomim Tovim, that this would be a permanent yontif for Klal Yisrael. Because of the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chashmonaim, the Mesiras Nefesh, not to rely upon anything less than Leiv Shalom, not to rely upon anything less than doing the complete mitzvah bihidura, this is precisely what caused the holiday of Hanukkah to be established as a permanent Hanukkah, because it makes a permanent difference in our lives. But it only makes a permanent difference in our lives if it's not merely kavum, that we not merely establish the days of Hanukkah, but the asum. But we have to make, we have to strive, and we have to perform on our own with the same zeal as was performed by the Chashmonaim. Our masim have to be with the same leiv shalem. This is why precisely on Hanukkah there's a special inyan of doing the mitzvahs hayom, the mitzvah of Hanukkah in a fashion of hiddur, of dafka in a fashion of mahadrin, min ha-mahadrin, Because it is a time that we remind ourselves and we recapture this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing mitzvot b'leiv shalem, through making sure that we will settle for nothing less than complete kedusha, that even as we understand that we must confront the world around us, and we must understand the world around us, and we must encounter all kinds of value systems, and we must encounter all kinds of actions and all kinds of deeds that we find abhorrent, that shock us, that horrify us. These also must remind us, these days of Hanukkah must remind us that it is our obligation in every single generation to do battle with the values that are antithetical to Torah, and to make sure that in terms of our own conduct, in terms of our own behavior, we settle for absolutely nothing less than the utmost values of Kedusha, Betara, of mitzvos, behidurim, that we do mitzvos with the greatest hiddur, that we not cut corners, that we not settle for anything less in our religious precepts, that we not settle for our second best in terms of our ethical conduct, that like the Chashmonaim, everything must be done b'leiv shalem, everything must be done in a fashion of mehadrin min ha-mehadrin, we should be zoche, that the yontiv of Hanukkah shall remain with us, a yontiv in which we are oseh, the yontiv liyamim tovim behalel behoda'a, that it will be a halel behodah, that we will be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the opportunity year after year, day after day, of establishing this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lighting the lights of Hanukkah, v'apisachenu kom megadim, that when people see the lights that we shine, our lights, our Torah lights, our illumination coming from our Bati Midrashas, the illumination coming from our Yeshiva Kol Megadim, it will be tasty, it will be delicious, it will be something that everybody will want to have a piece of and that everybody will want to imbibe. So I ask you all to bear all of these lessons in mind and to remember the true meaning of Hanukkah, and to implement these values not only in your kiyum mitzvahs of mehadrin min ha-mehadrin of Hanukkah, but in your day-to-day conduct of the yeshiva, that we should truly be every day of our lives a shining light to ourselves, a shining light to Achenu for Bnei Yisrael, and L'or Gayim, a shining light to the entire universe. Apenach Hanukkah.